Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today I want to look at another of the miracles of the Lord Jesus, and this is the miracle where he calms the storm on the Sea of Galilee. You can find it in various places, but we'll be particularly referring to the record of it as it's found in Luke's Gospel, chapter 8, and verses 22 to 25. Now, I think it's always important to see how Jesus handles situations that arise. He doesn't necessarily precipitate a situation or a problem, and he never does a miracle for show or just in a flamboyant boosting way, as it were. No, that's not Jesus. He responds to situations and demonstrates his power and his ability to be Lord of all. The first thing I notice in the account in Luke is the clear word of Jesus, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." Now, I've had the privilege now of actually seeing the Sea of Galilee and looking down from quite a high mountainous area and seeing the whole sea before you. And it is sizable. It's not massive compared to oceans like the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean. But as a sea, it is a sizable area of water that's covered. But what Jesus said is, he said, "We're going to the other side." Now, that's very important. If Jesus said, "We're just going to go on the sea," then you might have to leave room for doubt. Would they really be okay? And would they get to the other side? But Jesus is very clear. We are going to the other side. So the fact that a storm arises, and on the Sea of Galilee, these storms could arise very quickly without much notice. The best meteorologists would not really be able to predict them because they were so unexpected. But Jesus had said, "We're going to the other side." And so the storm does blow up, and the Bible says they were in great danger. I think it's important, again, just to note that, because sometimes people do make a great fuss out of nothing, and they're exaggerating, and they're getting fearful and troubled, and there's not much really going on. But the Bible clearly states that they were in danger. And what we read is there is the cry of the disciples to wake Jesus because he'd fallen asleep. "Master, Master, we're going to drown." And this was a critical moment because they had followed Jesus, they'd seen his power, but their own lives they felt were in great jeopardy, and therefore they are looking to Jesus to do something about it. Well, the Bible says he got up, he rebuked the wind and the raging waters, the storm subsided, and all was calm. Yes, great, Jesus solved the situation. He's woken up, he stands up, he proclaims peace to the waves and to the storm, and the storm ceases and everything becomes calm. But notice Jesus' reaction to the disciples. You might feel it's a harsh response, because he doesn't say, there, you must have been frightened out of your wits, and words of comfort. But actually, no, it's not words of comfort that they get, it's words of rebuke. Where is your faith? What they surely had failed to apprehend was that Jesus potentially was in as much danger as them. And therefore, what was going to happen to them would also happen to Jesus. And this realization that Jesus was with them should have gripped their hearts with the confidence, if he's with us, he has said, "Go to the other side." That is what we'll do. We need to keep our trust in Jesus. He's promised to never leave us or forsake us. He's with us. And if he is with us, and if he has said he's going to get us to the other side, then however big the storm, he will. Well, let's listen to some worship. My good friend Patrick will join me just to share a little more of this very, very well-known, wonderful story.
I see the Lord seated on high, his throne of glory bringing light to all the beauty of heaven. And all around the creatures sing unending praises to the till the temple doors are shaken. Holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his glory.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward. I've joined Richard now to look further at the story of Jesus stilling the storm in Luke chapter 8, verses 22 to 25. So the first thing that strikes me, Richard, about this story is that Jesus fell asleep. He was a human being, and I suppose he needed sleep same as any of us did. But it's an interesting insight into Jesus' humanity.
Yes, I think that's very good. You know, he was simply tired, and so he fell asleep. There's nothing mysterious about it. It was just living in a human body as he did. He would have felt pressures and tiredness of just the busyness of life. And, of course, at that point, it must have been pretty calm.
Yes.
That he fell asleep.
Yes. So the storm then starts up. What surprises me, I suppose, is that, you know, these disciples were fishermen. They're experienced. They know about sailing. They know about storms that can arise. And yet here they're panicking.
Well, yes, that's true. But I guess it may not be exaggerating to say that this storm was very considerable. They would have been used to storms. But I think part of the reason for their great anxiety was that it was exceedingly intense. This was one of the biggest storms they perhaps had ever been in.
Let's talk about this rebuke, you called it, that Jesus seemed to give them in verse 25. Where is your faith? Is that a characteristic of Jesus, that he would rebuke his disciples?
It is something that happened. I think we wouldn't want to give the impression that Jesus enjoyed rebuking them and spent most of his time rebuking them. But he was certainly not afraid to rebuke them when they needed one. And he had the courage and the confidence to say, here's a situation where you should have been trusting God, and you didn't. You just completely lost it. And that's what he's rebuking.
I suppose what then came out was the disciples' lack of understanding of who Jesus really was and what he could do, despite what they might have seen up to now.
Well, that's right, because they would have seen sick people healed, blind people having their eyes opened, and those sort of miracles. But this particular miracle of being Lord over nature, this is another side of Jesus that was going to be revealed to them. Even the wind and the waves obey him, and that was something perhaps quite new for them.
Do you think that realization about the power that Jesus had would then have, you know, changed their understanding about him and perhaps fed into what happened in the following weeks and months?
Well, I think the reality is that does come into it, but every day we can face new storms, new situations, and therefore, though you can look back and say, yes, we were there, the storm was massive, Jesus rebuked it, when you're in another storm later down the road, you've got to trust again. And that's what we don't always do.
So an application, perhaps, for believers today is the knowledge that Jesus is with them actually makes all the difference.
I think that is what makes all the difference, because sometimes we're inclined to respond as if we're on our own. But as Christians, we're never on our own. Whatever is going on, he's there, and we can call upon him with confidence.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.